أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإذا أردنا أن نهلك قرية أمرنا مترفيها ففسقوا فيها فحق عليها القول فدمرناها تدميرا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that when a person is guided and he acquires guidance and hidayah, then it is for his own benefit. And the one who goes astray, then he harms no one but himself. It is of detriment to himself. In the next ayah, ayah number 16, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا أَرَدْنَا أَن نُهْلِكَ قَرْيَةً. When we intend to destroy an inhabitation or a city, a locality, Allah says, أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا. We instruct and we command the affluent ones in the community to do good. So first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to us previously that Allah will never punish a community and Allah will never punish a people until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to them a Rasul. If the message of the Rasul did not reach to them, and if the Rasul himself did not reach to them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish such a community and a people. They are excused so long as and provided they do not deny the existence of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They accept it through their reason and through study of the creation. But now Allah tells us that once the message reaches a community, it reaches a people, and they are commanded to do good, and Allah specifically speaks of the affluent people in a locality, in a community. Why the affluent? Because they are the ones who have an impact on the people. You find generally the society and the community, they follow the trend of the affluent. And the affluent ones are the people who sort of set the tone and who sort of create the environment within a community and within a locality. If you find the affluent people, people of piety and people of righteousness, it becomes easier for everyone else to follow that way and to practice acts of righteousness and piety, because they are looked upon with respect and with dignity, and they are seen as people who are the trendsetters within an area, within a community, within a country. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you find this globally, we find it around the world and across the globe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but now, once the message has come to them, and we have instructed them, أَمَرْنَا مُتْرَفِيهَا, مُتْرَفِيهَا, the affluent ones. We instruct the affluent ones to do good. فَفَسَقُوا فِيهَا. Then they commit sin. They commit sin. Now when they are going to commit sin, the affluent ones and the people of prominence within the society and the community, when they fall into sin, you find that everyone else within the community, within the city, within the country, generally by and large, you find that the entire community now becomes corrupt. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then they fall into sin, فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلِ. Allah says, now the word of punishment becomes deserving on such a locality and such a people and such a community. Now the word of punishment becomes deserving on them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains to us the system of Allah when it comes to destroying a community and a people. And this is something we should take lesson from. And never should we feel that we are safe, guarded, and we are protected against the punishment and the adab of Allah. And we must understand that the adab and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in different forms, and it comes in different ways, and it comes in different times and in different places on different occasions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that once the affluent people within the community fall into sin and fall into disobedience, then naturally you will find the entire community will follow that path, and they too will fall into sin and disobedience. Allah says, now it becomes now justifiable to destroy such a locality and such a people before the disobedience and before the acts of sin now flow over into the next community and it spreads into the next region. Allah says, فَحَقَّ عَلَيْهَا الْقَوْلِ. And now the word of punishment is deserving and is worthy to fall on such a community. فَدَمَّرْنَاهَا تَدْمِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then we annihilate that inhabitation completely. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مِنْ بَعْدِ نُوحٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how many a communities and how many a people, how many generations we have annihilated, we have destroyed after the coming of Nuh alayhi salam. Allah warns us and warns the coming generations that while Allah Azza wa Jal is merciful and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is compassionate and nothing is greater and more supreme than His mercy and His rahmah, we must understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has the ability to exercise His wrath and to punish a people when they fall into disobedience and sin. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ بِذُنُوبِ عِبَادِهِ خَبِيرًا بَصِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Allah is sufficient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient to know all of the sins of His servants, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watches over all the acts of disobedience that they commit. Allah does not rely on anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have to rely on the angels in order to know of the sins that are perpetrated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have to rely on any third party in order to be aware of what is being committed in this world. Allah says He Himself is sufficient and He alone is enough in order to know and in order to watch over the sins committed by the servants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.